G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Well, let's turn our attention to church and cultural challenges. There is a conference by that name coming up where issues of religious freedom, a Christian voice, and reconciliation will be front and center. It's being organized by pastors Norman and Barbara Miller, who founded the Center for International Reconciliation and Peace. It'll be on in Canberra. Pastor Barbara Miller is joining us. Barbara, a special welcome along to 2020.
Thank you, Neil, and wonderful to be with you.
Barbara,
praise the Lord for all the wonderful work you do.
Well, at such a time as this, Barbara, and of course, you'll be talking about The Voice. It's well and truly now in the debate mode. People are taking sides, left, right, and centre. This is obviously going to be something central to what you'll be airing, and there'll be all sorts of perspectives, no doubt, at the conference.
Yes, well, certainly The Voice has had a lot of media attention. What concerns Norman and I with our Ministry of Reconciliation, and as we know, reconciliation is between humanity and God first, that's the vertical side, but the horizontal side is also important, people to people, because we know it says in Matthew that if anyone has something against you, you lay your gift down at the altar and go and make it right and come back and give your gift to the Lord. So what we're believing is that with regard to The Voice, it's been touted as a way of bringing reconciliation to our nation and finishing off the business of reconciliation, because it's been going on for a long time. However, we believe that it's actually going to divide the nation on the basis of race. And so that is a very big concern. And so if it gets embedded in the Constitution, what that will mean is that we have inequality of citizenship in Australia, which we don't believe is a good thing.
Barbara, 6 in 10 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia identify as Christian. Do you feel like their voice is not being heard? And having a conference like this gets people in front of a host of great speakers to be able to identify where these issues are best placed. What are your thoughts here?
Well, absolutely. And of course, Norman will be one of the speakers, and also Pastor Peter Walker. So we have two Indigenous Christian speakers, and it's really important for that Christian Indigenous voice to be heard, because it has been pretty much left out of the debate, and so we want to change that. We were grateful that Amanda Stoker had something earlier in the week on Sky News of the work Norman's done over many years, and myself, to get racism out of the Constitution. This whole voice thing wants to put racism back in.
That's a challenging thing, isn't it? And some might say, you know, you're up against it here because there's an assumption that a yes vote is the non-racist vote. But in some sense here, you're turning that on its head, because the perspectives would show that it's the opposite. Adding a race issue into the Constitution isn't going to make things better for the future.
Absolutely. And we do support the recognition of Indigenous people in the Constitution, which can be done either in the preamble or an amendment elsewhere in the Constitution. So we've outlined all of that.
Do you hope?
Norman did put a submission into the Joint Select Committee on the Voice referendum as well.
Will there be some sort of statement that might follow the conference, that might find its way into the hands of authorities who might have some will to be able to make any change there?
Well, that's quite a possibility, a strong one. And we've got the timing of the conference so that it will be held before Parliament starts its next sitting on the 31st of July. So we will be spending a couple of days in Canberra after the conference, speaking to parliamentarians, including Indigenous parliamentarians.
Barbara, not the first time that you and Norman have hosted a conference in Canberra. There's quite a following, aren't there?
Yes, we've hosted four conferences in Canberra, all in Parliament House. And we've had two Australia Day prayers in Canberra, and also hosted Tabernacle of David workshops in Canberra as well. So we've had a very strong heart for Canberra since 2004 when we hosted our first conference there.
You mentioned Norman as one of the speakers, as well as Pastor Peter Walker. Who else is speaking to this conference? There might be a few names that listeners can identify with.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mentioned former Senator Amanda Stoker before. She will be the only person not there live. She will be speaking by video. We have some wonderful speakers, Cindy McGarvey, who is the National Director of Youth for Christ. She'll be speaking how the culture war against the church affects youth. We have Graham McLennan. He will be speaking on the Judeo-Christian heritage of our nation. He's the founder of the National Alliance of Christian Leaders. As I mentioned, Pastor Peter Walker. Also, we have Daniel Simon. And he's a Christian lawyer who has worked with Australian Christian Lobby, currently working with the Human Rights Law Alliance. And so what they deal with is discrimination against Christians in the workplace. And so he'll be speaking on that, and he'll be speaking on the sexual identity issues as well.
Barbara, just to touch on this for a moment, because if the question goes to the Australian people in the way that it is right now, you and Norman have indicated before that you actually risk recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our constitution, perhaps in a preamble, as you say, you risk that being lost altogether. How seriously do you think people who are thinking about a yes vote ought to consider that possibility if Australia votes no and the opportunity to recognise Aboriginal people is lost?
Yes, I think there would be a lot of disappointed Indigenous people in our nation if the referendum vote does not get up. But we would really have to put the blame at the current government because of that, because they will not separate those two issues. And, of course, the referendum working committee, they won't separate those two issues because there's a huge amount of goodwill in Australia to recognising Indigenous people in the Constitution in some form. But it's been conflated with the voice being enshrined in the Constitution. So it could well go down for that reason.
And of course, if you could recognise Aboriginal people in the Constitution and then separately legislate for a voice to the Parliament, which is what you're advocating for, that in itself could then be the protection for making sure that the Aboriginal voice is heard.
Yes, and so look, there is an opinion out there that the voice should be legislated, and then if there's any issues, it can be fixed up and then possibly put in the Constitution later. Look, honestly, I'm not really supporting that either. I did support the NACC and the NAC and ATSIC that were organisations, national organisations that came with an Indigenous voice over the years. There were some problematic issues with them. But look, at the moment, we have so many national Indigenous organisations that we even have a coalition of peaks. That I think there's something like 16 or 18 of those in the nation. And they, once you include the state voices, they've got about 80 members. So the Coalition of Peaks spent a number of years negotiating with the Morrison government on updating the closing the gap targets and adding new targets. And that was, I think, fruitful because, honestly, for Norman and I, our main concern is the gap would be closed so that we don't have those huge differences in health, in housing, in income, in education, in incarceration rates, etc. Honestly, that's where our main focus is, and I'm really not convinced that another bureaucracy on top of all the Indigenous organisations, national and state and local, that we have is really going to make any difference on the ground, and it's going to spend a huge amount of money as well. So I can understand people saying, we'll just legislate it. And I think, you know, if it doesn't get up, perhaps the current government might do that anyway and legislate it and hope to get it enshrined later. But honestly, I'm not even sure if we have a legislated voice, it's really going to improve things on the ground.
So you're reflecting what so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are feeling, as though not even the right questions are being addressed in having such a question in the referendum. Pastors Norman and Barbara Miller founded the Centre for International Reconciliation and Peace. They've got a conference that's coming up in Canberra, 27th to the 29th of July. It's called the Church and Cultural Challenges Conference, and the way you can get your place, register at reconciliationandpeace.org. There is an early bird date there for a lower ticket price, the 12th of June, reconciliationandpeace.org. Pastor Barbara Miller, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you very much, Neil. Much appreciated, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.